says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Brother Russell, would you pray for us tonight and open us up in prayer? I've had a lot on my heart and on my mind lately about the church and the purpose of the church and where we're going as a church. Now we're here for, what are we here for? What's the purpose of it? We ought to have a goal. We ought to have a target. We ought to have something to aim at. If you're not aiming at nothing, you'll hit it every time. You got to have something to aim at. So what are we as a church? What are we aiming at? What are we looking for? What are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish here? Is it just to meet and socialize? Or is there more to it? And I hope it's more than that. If not, I'm wasting a whole lot of time. That would be a lot more than that. So what is our purpose for the church? What is the purpose we ought to have as a church? So Lord's time, I'm going to preach just a few minutes on the objective of New Hope Baptist Church. I'm the under-shepherd here. The church is not a business. It's not like a business. You don't have a business owner. I'm not the manager of the church. I'm just the under-shepherd. I try my best to follow the Lord's leadings. I try my best to get a message from Him to give to you. I try my best to lead the church spiritually. As he tells me to, I'm in charge of nobody. I'm just here following the Lord. And there's things about pastoral leadership, different things in scriptures. I'm not getting all that right now. I'm just here to follow the Lord. So my point being, the objective of the church is not up to me. It's not up to you. It's up to the Lord. So what does he want? I'm not the one that has to decide the objective of the church. I'm thankful for that. It's up to the Lord. So what does the Lord want out of New Hope Baptist Church? What does the Lord want us as a church to aim at? What does he want us to do? I don't have some big philosophical prophecy for our church here. I'm not going to have a big answer for you. I'm not going to impress you with this. But I do believe I have the answer. It's right here in the scriptures. What is the objective here at New Hope Baptist Church? What ought for it to be? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Our objective is, or it ought to be, to walk and to please God. I told you wouldn't be impressed. We're just here to please Him. That's what we're here for. We ought to please Him at home. We ought to please Him here at the church. Our families ought to please Him while we're home. Our church family ought to please Him as a family together. It's required if we are to abound more and more. That word abound means to superabound in the Hebrew, being excess, superfluous, to have more abundance, to grow and grow and bigger and do more for Him. It means if we want the Lord to grow and bless our homes, grow and bless our church, then we ought to walk to please Him. And that's the secret, not too complicated. So how do we do that? That's the hard part. Do we just get saved? Well, of course, being saved pleases the Lord. We can read about Him rejoicing in heaven over one soul, and Him, the angels rejoicing over one soul that gets saved. Of course, that pleases Him. But even after we're saved, I don't always please God with everything I do. If you do, please teach me how, because I don't. I'm still a sinner. I still do wrong. I still mess up. I still trip up from time to time more often than I would like to admit. I mess up, so I don't always please Him. So how are we supposed to please Him? I make mistakes. So what are we supposed to do? What can we do to please Him? If that's our objective of a church, objective of New Hope Baptist Church is to please the Lord, how do we do it? What are some biblical principles? I'm going to try to lay that out tonight. What are some biblical principles we can follow in order to please Him? And follow this verse here in 1 Thessalonians. It's very simple and get through it pretty quick. Just a few points here. What are those principles we can follow? I'm glad you asked. We please God when we are, number one, we're dependent on Him. As in Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The Lord is pleased when we have faith. It says it right there, without faith it is impossible to please Him. So first, we ought to have faith. Very simple. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust Him? Do you believe He can do what He said He's going to do? Do you believe He'll provide when He said He would? Do you believe He can? If we just have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, we can read about that. Another passage, it says we can remove mountains You can have faith, you can please him. You men, you're in the church. How would you feel if your wife didn't trust you to do anything? She didn't trust you to follow through with anything. She didn't let you in on the finance. She handled that. She didn't let you touch it, or she didn't let you in her heart, or she didn't have faith in who you say you are. How would that make you feel? Pretty worthless. It would for me, anyway. It wouldn't be much of a marriage. How do you think the Lord feels when we as the bride of Christ won't trust him to do what he said he's going to do? We don't open our hearts to him and let him come in. We refuse to spend time with him, fellowship with him, have intimate relationship with him. We refuse to allow him in our finances. How do you think that makes him feel? And have faith, trust him if you want to please him. It says also there in Hebrews, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Lord will bless and use and be pleased by those that seek him. Look after him. Follow after him. Those that are striving to be more like him and do more for him, you'll be pleased. The first step of New Hope Baptist Church, first step for us to please the Lord is to trust him, have faith in him, follow after him. First step, to be dependent on him. Number two, be different through him. A couple of verses here, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We've been preaching about that for the past couple of weeks now. Being changed, be a different than you are before. 1 Peter 1:18 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. If we are to please him, we are to be different through him. Behold, all things become new, it says in 2 Corinthians. We ought to be changed. We ought to be different people than we once were. It says in 1 Peter, we were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. The perfect, spotless lamb, Jesus Christ, bought your life. You want to please him? Act like he bought you. Act like him. He has bought you with a price. He has paid the ultimate price. We ought not to be walking around here like we did before we were saved. We ought to be different. You ought to be called out assembly. You ought to be a different kind of people. You ought to walk different. You ought to talk different. You ought to be different than you once were. He's bought us. You want to please him? Act like he bought you. Act like him. Number three, going pretty quick here. Number three, you ought to be dedicated to him. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're going to please him, be dedicated to his will. The verse goes along with the last point as well. We ought to be different through him, but we also ought to be dedicated to him. I'll be seeking that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'll be trying to find what he wants for us. What is that for you? If you don't know, you ought to be looking for it. You ought to seek after it. You ought to be dedicated to it, dedicated to finding it and following through with it. Whatever he has for you, stick to it. The Lord has called me to be the pastor of this church. Is it for forever? I hope it is, but I don't know. I don't know what the Lord has in the future. But for now, he's called me to be here, so I'm supposed to be faithful and dedicated and as much in the ministry as I possibly can be. If you want to please him, be dedicated to the work he gives you. Maybe you're sitting there, you're saying, well, I really don't know what the Lord has for me. And then do the last thing he told you to do. Do the last thing until he tells you to do something different. Go back there and find it. Well, what is that? Go back and find it and keep doing that until he tells you to do something different. Maybe so. Well, the last thing he told me to do was, the last thing he did was save me, or maybe the last thing he told me to do is be in this church. Well, then be in the church, be dedicated to it, be part of the church, be part of the ministries in the church. Get to work, be dedicated. Put your heart in it, put your life into it. You say, you're asking a lot there. It's not for me. Just a way to please him. Are you dedicated to him? He bought you. You ought to be dedicated to him. Number four, ought to be directed by him. Proverbs 3, verse number 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Kind of got ahead of myself on the last point there, but are you directed by him? Are you trusting in him, or are you trusting in yourself? Whose will are you following after? And everything you do, acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths, as in Proverbs. I talked a little bit about this on Wednesday night, about him having plans for us and follow his, not our plans, just follow and follow his will. And his plans, his ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Just trust him. Are you directed by him? You want to please him, be dedicated to him, be directed by him, follow his path. Number five, be delighted in him. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Is your delight found in him? Do you trust him? Do you find happiness in the Lord? You ought to seek to find happiness in Him and the things of God. What I mean by that is, where are you looking for your delights? Where are you looking for the good thing, the joy in life? Is it in the world or is it in the things of the world? Do you come to church just long enough to make somebody else happy and then go and find your delight somewhere else? Do you come to the house of God to enjoy it, to be part of it, get something out of it? Do you take part in the ministries of the church because you want to? Is it a delight? Do you enjoy serving the Lord? Or is it just something in the way where you can get your light from somewhere else? Do you delight in the Lord and the things of the Lord? Learn to delight in Him. He'll give you desires of your heart. It makes it worth it. I don't want to get too far into left field here, but the Lord wants His children to be happy. He wants us to be happy. It's biblical. You know, that passage, I don't have it written down here, the passage mentions we as sinful men, you know, to give good gifts to our children. How much more does He, being Heavenly Father, how much more does He do that? The Lord wants to bless us. I don't deserve any blessings. I don't deserve any of it. But as a parent, I can relate to that. It's so much more. A sinful man can give gifts to His from how much more to Heavenly Father. I enjoy seeing my children happy. I don't want spoiled brats, so I try to cut down on the happiness a little bit. But I do enjoy blessing my children. It's natural. The other day I went to work and I stopped in this store and they had big boxes of donuts out front. And I know the kids don't need donuts, but I knew my daughter would really love to have some donuts. So I bought them and I took them home. And you should have seen her face light up when I came to the door and she screamed, "Donuts!" And a little fat kid, Joseph, back there loves donuts. And I decided I want to make him happy, so I bought the donuts, took it home to him. If I can feel that way about making my children happy, as mean as they are to me, don't you think the Lord probably feels the same way about us? We don't have to wonder. The Scripture says He does. If you'll learn to delight thyself also in the Lord, learn to love the Lord and the things of the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. He wants to bless you. He wants you to be happy. He wants to use you. Delight in Him, trust in Him, believe in Him, and give you the desires of your heart. You're going to please Him? Delight in Him. Learn to love serving the Lord. Learn to love being in the center of God's will. There's nothing like it. Nothing that compares to it in the world, being the center of God's will and doing what He'd have for you. There's nothing that compares to it. Learn to follow Him. Learn to delight in Him. Number six, and lastly, how are we to please Him? Be dynamic for Him. It says in Luke 14:23, "The Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." You want to please Him, be dynamic for Him, be working for Him, be active and doing something. We ought to be asking people to come. We ought to be bringing people in. We ought to be compelling them to come to the house of God, that His house may be filled. What is this house He's talking about here in this passage? In the Hebrew, that word can mean dwelling. It can mean a family. It can mean a home. It can mean a temple. What is this house? I believe it means to fill the house of God, to share the gospel, to turn in turn to fill the family of God, fill up the family of God, get people in, hear the gospel, get them saved. We can't save them. God can't get them to hear the gospel so they can make that decision. You want to please God? Fill the church up. Fill His house. Fill it with lost people so they can hear the gospel. Fill it with religious people so they can hear the truth and get things right. Fill it full of drunks and fill it with drug addicts so they can hear the gospel of the Lord and they can turn their lives around. Amen. Fill it full of people. Compel them to come in. Jesus commands it. We ought to be going. We ought to be compelling those to come to the house of God. We haven't been on door-to-door visitation in a while because of virus stuff. I'm ready to get back to it. It's time to get back to it. Ready to spread the gospel. Ready to do more and go more and build His church. You want to please the Lord? Do a work for Him. Fill His house. You ought to strive to please God. What's the objective of New Hope Baptist Church? To please Him. How do we please Him? Dependent on Him. We ought to be different through Him. Dedicated to Him. Directed by Him. Delighted in Him. And dynamic for Him. You ought to be trusting Him. Have faith in Him. Following. Delighting in Him. And working for Him, doing something for the Lord, doing something in the work of the Lord.